Nice.
One, two. You a fool. You a fool. Here we go.
So, real quick, what do we want to talk about today?
All right. So, this is what we talk about. I think we talk about the. I think this could be more of a. It'll be funny, but yet poignant. And I thought what we could do is talk about.
How do you say that word?
Poignant.
Oh,
poignant.
I was pronouncing it poignant every time I read it. When I wrote it.
Of course. Oh. I thought I had. Pigeons. It's going to be pigeons and funny. Poignant. How do you how do you not know how to pronounce poignant? I mean, poignant.
Whatever. I also don't know how to pronounce suedo. I pronounced it. It's not suedo. Pseudo. I pronounce pseudo suedo whenever I
suedo,
read it.
That is.
Wednesday. And February.
I can't. You too. This a great New York public school education. I'll say this. The one.
You know, you're a product of New York public education too.
Is it
suedo?
It's pseudo. It's called pseudo. It's pseudo. You dope.
I was reading something over someone's shoulder one time at work, and I was like, "The suedo," and they were like, "What did you just say?" I was like, "What
pseudo?" I mean, there's nobody. Nobody knows how to read and write in this on this podcast.
And then they knew you were.
Then they knew I was retarded.
Correct. Well, listen. Let's just say, thank God we're not writing a book, and we only have to speak to each other, and not read and write.
Yeah, and the millions of Americans and worldwide listeners.
Exactly.
All right. So, what do we want to talk about?
We're
going to
be discussing today how hard we're talking about how. I'll say how hard it is, what it's like to be a hard dad. I think it's the difficulty. Sometimes it's not easy being a dad, and there are things you have to do with your kids, and you go through life. And we're going to talk about, I could talk about my experience this past week slightly about going to a funeral, and then just talk about, I think, the idea that dads should be willing to ask for help, and that it's not easy, and that just because we have fun with it, and we are the leaders of our household and the greatest people in the world, mm-hmm. It is still difficult.
Welcome back to Dad So Hard. We took a little bit of a hiatus, a little bit of a break. It's August 20-something. You know, still those dog days of the summer, and is Dad So Hard podcast, where it's you know, two dads talking about our lives, our kids, our wives, what it's like to be a working dad. That
our lives,
you know,
twice. We're gonna talk about our lives twice. Vinny Dunleavy.
I said lives and wives. You dope.
Oh, I thought you said lives and lives. Lives.
That's Vinny Dunleavy on the phone with the terrible connection. I am Danny McCartney, sounding crisp like an autumn day.
Why do you have to give away that I'm not there? I don't think they would have known, our listeners.
You can very easily hear that you're on a phone.
Well, I still sound better, so that's what matters.
Okay.
Why do you have to, so I'm calling in remotely from my driveway.
From his Bentley.
From
the Dunleavy estate.
From the Dunleavy estate in Port Washington. My driveway is so long. I'm basking in the beauty of it.
This entire time he's been backing out of his driveway. He still hasn't reached the street yet.
It's amazing. I'm driving actually to get my newspaper. That's what I'm doing. I'm driving down. I need to find.
Honey, give me the car keys. I got to go get the paper from the sidewalk.
I should. Where's my help? Where's all my help?
Oh, man. Armando. Grass is looking a little long today, Armando.
I'm inspecting every blade while we chat.
You can't use the lawnmower today. Get the scissors.
This week, it's so hard. We are still going to be funny, but we wanted to we'll get
obviously.
Obviously, we're always going to be funny, but we will try to be a little bit serious. I don't know how this is going to come across.
I know.
But we are going to be a little bit serious. Because we did have a loss in the Dad So Hard family this past week.
Mm-hmm.
My mother passed away, and about a week and a half ago. So I have been out of off the streets, and in the what my daughter likes to call a funeral home, not a funeral parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And we are on the mend, slowly but surely. I say surely Or Shirley, no, Shirley.
Shirley. Don't call me Shirley.
Shirley. Shirley. Yeah. We are on the mend. It is not an easy road.
Nope. Never is.
But we are getting there, and that's one of the things we wanted to do.
That's all that matters.
That's what matters.
Enduring through.
It's pushing through to the end. Finishing, being
you know, that, like, rock, I guess, that foundation for the family, right? That's,
well, I don't see that.
Even if we don't want to, 9 times out of 10, we're leaned upon I guess, expected to be that foundation, right? Like, you're supposed to be strong. You know, you're supposed to be the one that doesn't show feelings, and that everyone else can lean on.
Well, I think that's what I wanted to talk about, because anybody who knows me knows that I do not hide my feelings.
You're a ball of emotions.
Case.
Yes.
I'm a ball of emotions. I have already challenged the notion of what it is to be a rock, although I do think I am a rock. My wife is also a rock, though. I mean, she's pretty good, too. She's better than pretty good. That was like an insult, I think. She's fantastic. It is difficult, because I think you want to cry. Like, so my kids, and I do think your kids, you learn more about life from your children. Than
absolutely.
You
That's the whole
so,
point. What's the meaning of
are,
life, having kids, raising
well,
them?
Well, yeah, I know.
You know.
Well, sometimes you think you have to teach them everything. And then at times I find my kids teach me a lot.
And that's always
which is the best part.
Yep.
So this week, Emily, and my kids, for anybody who's met them yet, and if you haven't, you may not, because this is around the world, but who knows, right? It's
right, we're worldwide.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a sweepstakes to meet my kid. meet my children. However, if you have the pleasure of meeting my children one day, if I can say it's a pleasure, one of the things...
I would say it's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure.
I've met your kids. They are a pleasure.
Yeah, they're a pleasure. So they are, but my daughter is 7 going on 17. And so emotionally, she's a very deep girl. So she told me this week, she was, Daddy, it's okay for you to cry. You just can't do it in front of me.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what? She's like, I'll take care of you, but you have to cry, because I don't want to see you cry. So I'll cry and you don't cry, and then when you cry, I just can't be around. And I was like, okay.
I love it, the rules.
Which is great. I was like, the rules of my morning. And the challenge there was, it is hard for me to control when and where I cry. So it has been difficult balancing me being a hard dad and making sure that, like, I can take care of her while she's crying, while not also crying because of watching my daughter cry, which leads me to cry even more because...
Yep.
It's like a cycle. It is amazing the resiliency that they have when they are faced with this, with tragedy and a lot of confusing things going on.
Yeah.
And the help that they can give you. So I thought that was that was good. And my son is just sort of.
And they're pure.
They're pure. It's pure. It's pure. It was interesting, like, seeing a funeral. I was an altar boy. Danny, did you go
no
to Catholic
shock.
School?
I did go to Catholic school. I was not an altar boy. Those were the nerds.
Really?
no, I think you were rejected. Were you not rejected?
I didn't even try. They were probably like, this kid is the devil. We cannot let him. I'm lucky they let me in the church. How about that? Yeah, I'm lucky they let me,
listen,
you know?
In the state of the Pennsylvania DA office investigation.
Is it, when you drink the wine, is it
you were not.
When you drink the wine, is it supposed to turn to vinegar in your mouth?
No,
I'm saying that I'm the devil. Never mind. That was a poorly placed joke. Anyway, continue. I was not an altar boy. You were an altar boy. You're a better Catholic than I am. Continue.
There's a situation. I'm watching. As we're recording, there's like a situation going on in my driveway. My wife is trying to drive my daughter to a class. I'm in the car recording this podcast. My father let our dog in the front yard, and we don't have a gate in our front yard.
Oh, jeez.
And now my son is trying to get into the car. And they're all waving.
The car that you're in?
And the car I'm in. Yeah, I mean, I guess they ran down my very long driveway.
Oh,
to find
so
me.
Hard first.
Look at this.
At first. But I'm avoiding them. My wife is about to... when this is over, if I'm dead tomorrow...
Should we get a little hello from Shane?
No, my wife's getting in the car, and she's looking at me with the eyes of...
Does she knows you're doing this, right? Like, it's not like snuck out of the house.
I gave her a 10-minute warning. Like I said, I got 10 minutes, and the water's, and they're having construction our street is by an elementary school that's having construction, and so the water is being shut off like in 10 minutes. So I was like, you have 20 minutes, the water is being turned off, and I got to go record a podcast in the driveway. that's the way I roll. That's the way I dad. She's about to stay. She is looking at me like she's going to kill me.
Probably
she's going to take a photo. I'm going to try to take a photo of this. Oh, I can't. Oh, and our daughter was supposed to be picked up by our neighbor, but I guess that didn't work out. Well, no, so she just, I guess my wife's pissed because she thought our neighbor was going to drive her. So, but I don't even know, what was I talking about?
You were talking about being an altar boy. I don't know where it was going.
Oh, so I've been to a lot of funerals.
Okay.
And you see funerals through different eyes of kids. And this is a little bit, this was sort of a, I'd say a little bit of a, not a heartbreaking moment, but it was a tough moment, was my daughter. So in Catholicism, you have open caskets.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to see the person, you know, juiced up with a lot of, they don't really look the same.
They do not.
The same, yeah. But they look, it's, so we prepped my daughter by saying she's going to have on makeup, but it won't be her makeup. She's going to look similar, but not really like her, but she'll be dressed up, but she's going to look like she's sleeping. So my daughter went, and the first time she was there, she had a hard time because it's hard to see it. I mean, one, it's like, it's a dead body. It's your grandmother holding. So she was, what was interesting, yep. And I'm happy that she was able to communicate it, where she talked about how she was, I don't want to be scared to see grandma, but I'm scared to look at her, which I thought was
it's interesting. Cheap. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, and I said, like, to be honest with you,
to be honest,
we feel that way too. It's just like she communicated exactly how we feel. Like, that's why we feel that way.
And I said the same thing. I go, listen, it's scary to me. Nobody wants to see a dead body. And she doesn't
let alone a beloved family member.
Correct. That was promptly then followed by, and can you talk to the person who works here? Because grandma only wore lipstick, not foundation, and they should wipe her face off.
Come on. Emily said that?
I swear. My daughter. Yeah. So she was like,
that's
phenomenal.
Like,
that's not how she does her makeup.
That's
so
phenomenal.
I was like, well, you have a future being a stylist, Emily. And yes, I get it. Grandma did not use a lot of foundation. So
I don't even know what foundation is.
It's the stuff women put on their face. It's the foundation of the face. You put it on first, and then they put stuff on top of it.
Gotcha. That makes sense, by definition.
There's a lot of foundation being used.
Oh, definitely. I would venture to say that Staten Island is the reason it's still in business. Foundation. The foundation industry.
Yeah. It is. Staten Island is the foundation.
Foundation of foundation.
But then I watched... The other thing is, so I watched the news this week, and I saw that interview with, if anybody saw it, with Kevin Love and Carson Daly, where I think it's Kevin Love, right? He's the Cavaliers.
Listening to Dad So Hard podcast is all the news.
Is the
I
news?
Need.
I'm your news. I'm your yeah. Weekly news. I'm your news report.
Yeah. Well, remember when you brought in the paper? I thought that was going to be a weekly thing, so I figured I didn't.
Well,
have
now
to.
What I'm going to, I'm just going to watch the news and tell you what I saw.
I like that. The Vinny Dunleavy breakdown.
Fake news. This could be. Hey, people could write it. I may not give the story.
So we got Kevin Love and Carson Daly.
And Carson Daly. So
Kevin Love, TRL action for you.
Let's see the rush. So they were talking about how he suffers from, I believe it's depression.
Who does?
Or a lot
Carson?
Of anxiety. Kevin. No, Kevin Love. Carson. Oh.
Why? Because he's a little guy.
No, he's a tall guy. He's a huge dude.
Oh, who am I? I'm thinking of Kevin Hart. I'm thinking of Kevin Hart.
No, Kevin Hart.
Kevin Love, the basketball player, yes.
Kevin Hart as a comedian, I'm sure, also suffers from mental
So health, why does Kevin Love suffer from depression? Because of LeBron?
No, he has panic attacks.
All right, he has chronic anxiety. Okay, so continue.
Yeah, so the point is there's not a reason. So Danny, your question is part of what the issue is that people think when a guy gets mentally ill, you're sick or you're sad.
Yeah,
you have a lot of anxiety. Or that one, you're weak because it's the opposite of like
what a man is supposed to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Correct. And that it's like something you choose to feel. And I think part of it is that it's not a choice. It is an illness.
Totally.
And that he suffered from it. And, then
and it's
Daly
a sense, man, like feelings.
Sense,
like everyone has, you know, everyone has it.
Yeah, you have. And I think you have to figure out a way to deal. So Carson Daly has anxiety, which somehow it got branded as like, he called it J-A-D, which I don't know
J-A-D?
What the J stood for. Yeah, like it jumps at you anxiety. It's not that. It's like something anxiety disorder, not juvenile.
Juvenile.
It's something.
Jerk.
It's something like it's jerky anxiety disorder. But it's something where like it comes on and you feel really like anxious and sweaty and all this stuff. And I said,
sounds like every day of my life.
Yeah. Like, well, why is this? I think most guys. I actually think most men probably suffer from it. Don't realize it. Don't ask for help because we are taught to be the rock. yep. not cry, to have everything
to
handled.
To suppress your feelings, absolutely.
Correct, which is why we also have a lot of heart attacks and die younger, because you live your entire life not dealing with your emotions. And I'm a big talker, so I always say talk it out because it makes you feel better. Get a hug.
Yeah,
hug
I got to get better at that, actually.
Yeah.
I like, physical and that's contact. One of the things, like a big, like any 9 times out of 10, a reason like Mary Jane and I will get in a fight is because I didn't talk about something, or I just like suppressed something and then it comes up later, right? So I am a victim of, not necessarily a victim of my own devices, but I feed into that men don't talk about their feelings stigma.
Well, it's terrible. You know, what I'm saying is you should talk about it.
I absolutely should, 100%.
And more people, I think guys, I mean, I've actually found more people in this process being super supportive. And I do think it's
that you wouldn't expect to be, right? Like, and you're like, oh, shit, people care.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. And you realize you're not alone. Everybody, yes. Life is an experience we all share. Yes, everybody will die at one point in your life. And you know, sometimes your parents die when you're young, when you're my age, in the middle of your life, or when you're older. It sucks no matter when it happens. But you realize there's a lot of people out there. But if you don't share, you're never going to heal.
Yep.
And in order to be a great dad,
we're in this all together.
We're in this together, which part of this podcast is to also help everybody heal and to have fun and to start this conversation.
Exactly.
Sometimes
you do need an outlet and some laughter.
Totally need outlet.
Right. And you don't get that unless you talk and share and listen.
Correct. And the tremendous the outpouring of support from the Dad So Hard podcast community, the direct messages, the tweets, the emails, it's been amazing.
Yeah.
So I'd like to thank all of 5 of you for hundreds and thousands that we've received. It's helped this process.
You've received so many, you still haven't caught up with them all.
I have not been able to respond to everybody because I'm still in denial. I like to say I'm in the stages of just shock and denial. Denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Man, you are loving that joke today.
I love that joke. I'm hammering him. I believe I'm in early onset anger and confusion, but I don't think confusion is one of the 9. I don't even know.
I think you're just always confused.
I am always confused, but I kept actually, I didn't want to.
Right. You're like, is this one of the 12 steps? Is this a 9-step thing? Is this a 7-1?
Like, I know.
How many steps
5.
Are there supposed to be to this?
I don't really know. I kept saying 9, and then I can't figure out what the 9 are. So I just think in my mind is 4.
It's like the 7 deadly sins. Like, you can name 3 of them. It's like, are you sure there's 7?
Yeah, I kept wanting to say humor. Like, I was trying to add. I was like, well, eventually you're sad, you're angry.
I think acceptance is the one that you're thinking of.
Oh, maybe humor is acceptance. Maybe that's acceptance.
5 stages of grief, Jake is telling me.
There's only 5?
Denial, 5. Anger... Acceptance.
Acceptance is
one, but it's still one of them. I'm just rattling off the 5. Bargaining and depression.
What's bargaining?
I don't know, but it seems like you haven't been through those two yet, so good luck.
I have not gone to bargaining and
depression.
I have not hit depression yet.
So
maybe I have a little bit. I'm
good luck with those two. Bargaining, what the hell is that?
It's a great, great way to end
I think
the summer.
Maybe you're going to be reaching out to some sort of voodoo witch trying to...
maybe it's like a negotiation. No, maybe like I would guess that's like the negotiation with God being like, why did you do this? Come back. Take me.
Yeah.
I would think. But
well,
I'm not really sure.
From definition, it looks like bargaining is exactly what we're doing right now.
Oh, we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's bargaining.
Yeah.
Depression.
Like struggling and talking and shit like that.
Okay, so I'm going to.
So you're getting through bargaining
summer.
Right now.
I'm getting the bargaining, then I'm going to end the summer on a high note and go through depression next week. Great way. And I'm riding to Labor Day weekend.
Riding to Labor Day weekend on a depression horse.
Correct. And then I'm going to get
on a horse named Depression.
And then I'm going to, by the end of Labor Day, I will hit acceptance.
And you'll head into
life will be better.
One of the great seasons, one of the best seasons of the year, the fall.
The fall.
With football, you'll have Ohio
football.
State football.
A lot of Ohio State football is coming up on the calendar.
Pumpkin picking, apple picking. Yeah.
I know. I have a trip. I'm going to Dallas in a month from now, so that's going to be big.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I know. So I do have some stuff to look forward to.
Nice.
They
say everything's bigger in Dallas, in Texas. Let me know if that's true.
Actually, they may say it's bigger, but it is more affordable. It may not be bigger in price. It may be bigger in size, but the prices are very affordable.
Wow.
I will tell you that. Wait, yeah, I've been shocked at how good of a deal we got to go.
Shut up. I was saying like a stupid joke and you take it literally.
Oh, so I thought. Nothing. Even when I'm in the bargaining stage, I'm still nothing changes. So, that's what I was talking about. So Danny, a question for you.
Yes, let's hear it.
What stage of life are you in?
What?
I think, I don't know.
What are the stages of life?
I don't know.
We weren't even talking about that.
I have no, sorry. I tried the transition. That wasn't really.
That's fine. That's fine. Hey, we get it.
We get it. It's what happens when you sit in your car.
Yeah. Breathing in all that CO2.
If anybody's concerned, I'm not sitting in my driveway or garage.
No, he's in his garage with the engine running, just purring away.
It's amazing. Carbon monoxide smells delicious. This is fantastic.
Well, you're getting delirious. You're just like spitting random things out there.
No, because it's like I'm realizing it's like 95 degrees and humid out in New York right now.
Yeah, maybe throw on the AC.
No, I don't have the car running because I thought the noise.
Do you have the windows up? Down at least?
No, I have the windows up.
So you're sitting in a car with the windows up and it's off. You're going to pass out.
No, I'm not going to pass. I mean, well, maybe.
You're in a hot box. It's like a sauna.
That's probably. I'm realizing right now it's getting a little sticky, and I have no water.
He's taking his shirt off. Neighbors are walking by.
Well, actually, so the mom. A little bit of an update on my driveway drama. The mother of the girl who was supposed to, I thought, drive my daughter to this class this morning.
Like knocking on your door.
She came by the car while she was walking her dog and was looking at who's sitting in the car, and I waved to her like I was, and I think she. And I think she's looking for my wife, and then my wife left in a huff. So
she thinks you've been like kicked out of the house.
Well, no, I think my wife is pissed at her because she woke up late, and then my wife had to drive my daughter, and she was supposed to drive my daughter. That's where moms get like pissed at other moms because like if they do figure something out,
and she won't say anything.
You're ignoring the whole part that she saw you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I ignored the. I just waved and was like, "I'm on the phone. What do you want me to do?"
Like, I record a podcast, so
yeah, like,
leave me alone.
I'm
on the clock right now.
Well, I do know that I am on the. I do know that I'm on the text chain, and it doesn't look. It doesn't look very good, so I'm gonna ignore it.
You got to get yourself off that text chain.
I'm gonna ghost myself on the text.
Yeah, leave that. Vinny has left this chat.
Yeah, the last thing was, the other mom was saying that my kids aren't waking up. You have to drive Emily yourself. And then the other mom was like, do I send food with them? And so now she's asking for advice, which my wife has not responded to yet. So
Elise is going to respond back. Hey, kick rocks.
Yeah, exactly. She won't respond. My wife avoids
pound sand.
Yeah, she'll hit a blank text. Blank it out.
Oh man, do we have any viewer emails, reader emails, or listener emails?
Listener emails is listeners. I'm gonna look right now.
I know one of our longtime listener friends of the program has been telling me he's gonna send an email. This has been about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks in the works. So I'm really excited to read this email when he eventually puts it all together and sends it in.
I know. So we haven't gotten an email, but we do. I did. So at the funerals, I've learned, are also a good way for networking. So
kidding me?
No, I'm not. So I'm going to promote the fact that this Christmas, for all of our listeners out there, if you're doing your Christmas list, husbands for your wives, what you should be putting on your list the husbands are going to want them, so they need to tell the wives that you're going to want some Dad So Hard t-shirts. And maybe a bumper sticker or two. We're going to see. But I did get in touch with a...
We're not making bumper stickers.
Not a designer, but I have a friend of the podcast or relative of mine owns a printing company. Like, they print stuff.
Beautiful.
We're going to be making
merch.
Yeah.
Merch.
Yeah. Merchandise.
We're
going to
have t-shirts, hats, decals for your car.
Write it and tell us what you want. Tell us
keychains.
Tell us what you want and
wallets.
And, correct. I did
keychains.
Not show. I
said keychains already.
Keychains. So I did.
Lamps.
So I did, I,
statues.
Everything.
Ties. Belts. Shoes.
No, we should get those grill marks. Grill marks. That
yeah.
You make your
animal
T-bone,
clothing.
You go,
dog hard. And cat clothes.
Everything.
Leashes.
I do have to tell you that as a podcaster, I did. I held back slightly. Because I did not, I debated this and my wife made me take it out. But when I did my mother's eulogy,
oh my God,
I debated promoting the podcast. And,
holy shit.
I eventually said no because she was a supporter of it, though. I have to say, give a
she
shout
was
out
very supportive of it.
She did write in, she liked to correct me on numerous occasions.
She did. She
would write,
she was an avid emailer.
My,
yeah, she was.
Avid emailer. I don't even know how she, when she did listen to it, not on iTunes, but she went to our website directly as I did my went through her cell phone.
I love it.
Dedication. She was committed to the cast. So in her memory, everybody who listens to this should continue to listen.
100%.
If you decide not to,
you're going to hell.
That's a personal insult. You're no longer my friend.
And you will go
to
hell.
No longer my friend. Correct. You're all going to go to hell. Marie listened. That means you should listen.
100%.
What I'm trying to think of what else came up during this week about this podcast. I didn't hand out cards at the funeral home. That was something I thought I could have done.
Okay,
well, branded.
Classy move, not doing it.
I went classy. I decided to be classy.
Yeah, I mean,
as classy as I could be.
And it's probably for the best that the church probably appreciated that you didn't use their altar as a means
correct.
For
self-service. But I did. I do have to say though, there. But there were a number of listeners who came up to me and acknowledged they knew about the podcast and had not listened yet. I'm not their listeners. They're friends of mine who have said, oh, I have to listen to that. And
that's you know what? Actually, people keep coming up to me saying that. It's like, oh, I haven't listened. I'm going to listen. I haven't listened. I'm going to listen. It's like, all right. Well, why
listen,
are you telling me that?
Listen.
Just fucking listen. You
just
telling
listen.
Me that you plan on listening does me no good.
Correct. So instead of a hug, I punched him in the face and I said, don't insult me. Go listen to my podcast.
It's like if you owe me, it's like if you owe me $20 and you keep saying, I know I owe you that $20. I'll get it to you. Okay. You give it to me. I don't give a shit.
It's called Venmo.
Yeah, right.
If you have a cell phone out there.
Oh, man.
You go use it. So, but I do feel like we're also helping Apple because I have shown more men how to open their phone and use podcast apps. And I have to say, I'm honestly surprised.
And you know what? That's actually a great segue.
The lack of podcasts.
This episode of Dad So Hard podcast has been brought to you by Apple.
Apple.
They are a friend
we
of the program. And we do a lot of business with them. They give us some stuff. We give them some stuff. So it's actually a pretty good relationship we have with Apple. So if you don't have Apple, buy one.
Go buy an apple.
We're gonna wrap this week's episode up.
We are single-handedly helping the Fang network of stocks, the Fang stocks. Do you know what the Fang stocks are, Danny?
I have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
You have no clue what I'm talking about.
I was about to wrap up the episode, and you'd start hitting me with words
I
don't know.
Half of our listeners who are actually half our listeners who are interested in the stock market will know what Fang stands for. Facebook Alphabet. What are the two N's?
Netflix. Google.
No, there's two N's though. Oh no, there's two A's.
Amazon.
Facebook, Apple. Yeah, so they call them the Fang stocks.
What's the G?
They're like Google.
Isn't Alphabet Google?
Amazon and
Apple. And Facebook, Amazon and Apple. Wait,
I'm
so.
Google. So those are the five stocks.
Google's
that, like,
a stock? I thought Google was under Alphabet, or does Google have its own separate one?
It is, but they refer to it.
They refer to it as Google. So it really should be Fan.
Should be Fana. Yeah, exactly. I think they named it Fang before Google.
Should be F A A A N.
N.
All right. Anyway, so
okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
And happy end of. On that note.
Thank you for listening. As always, please contact us, subscribe, reach out, Instagram, Facebook, @DadSoHardPodcast, Twitter at DadSoHardPod, or email us DadSoHardPodcast@gmail.com.
And please keep all the condolences coming. Yep. I will get back to you.
Yes.
Eventually.
All right. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Thank you, guys. We love you.